stop the terrorists. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Bells ringing near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, for each of the 40 people on United Flight 93. 19 years after they fought back on 9/11.
On that September morning when America was under attack, the battle turned in the skies above this field.
President Trump at a memorial.
They confronted the pure evil, and in their last act on this earth, they saved our capital.
Where it's believed the plane was headed. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, will also visit the Shanksville Memorial after going to Ground Zero in New York, where two planes brought down the Twin Towers.
My cousin, firefighter David DeRubio.
He was one of the nearly 3,000 people murdered that day. Every name read aloud.
Your sacrifices on that day will not be forgotten.
There was also a ceremony at the Pentagon where a third hijacked plane hit.
On 9/11. They tried to destroy us, but their murderous intent was never realized.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley says in the war on terror since, 6,000 American troops have died. The restaurant industry has been hit very hard in this corona crisis. They'll finally allow indoor dining in New York City later this month, but there's new concern about going out to eat. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, depending on location, restaurants across the U.S. might be allowed to host some diners, but are not permitted to fill every table. Now the CDC says restaurant dining could still be problematic. A study the agency published of 314 people shows that those who tested positive for coronavirus were twice as likely to have gone out to eat than those who tested negative. Those same people stated they had, outside of eating out, performed similar tasks regarding shopping, using gyms, and wearing masks, Dave.
Evan on Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 200 points, the Nasdaq's gaining 54. America's listening to Fox News.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Criminalia is an exciting new podcast that explores the intersection of history and true crime. Criminal activities linger in the margins of history, and lady poisoners offer up some of the most compelling tales. So were they perpetrators or sympathetic characters? We're going to find out.
The nickname Black Widow would eventually be bestowed upon Tilly, but not just yet.
Listen to Criminalia wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Cloudy morning, sunny afternoon, high today 101, 69 overnight tonight. Sunny and 104 on Saturday, 76 on Saturday night, 105 sunny on Sunday, 108 and sunny on Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here with Yuma Investment Group and my partner George Davis. Good morning, George.
Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good. It's a Friday, and the weather's has dropped quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, and yeah, looking good.
Yeah, that windstorm brought in some nice cool weather. So
69.
How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing well.
And a week ago, it was like 120, right?
118. Yeah.
Well, it was higher than that. I've seen
in the shade.
Yeah. Maybe in Dole Valley.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So. But, yeah, you notice the gray skies out lately, Tom? And seeing a little haze out there. You know what that is?
I think I do. What is it?
Smoke. Smoke from California, Oregon, Washington. Man, there's some in Arizona, too.
I don't think it's from Washington. It's California smoke. Smoke's not going to travel that far. But,
I guess up in, NASA did a picture from... like a satellite, and you can see, I mean, it covered pretty much the whole western side. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I think
30 people died.
We really haven't had any monsoon rain yet. That's what needs to come, I think, for the desert and for even up north. A lot of these trees are pretty dry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
usually monsoons is about, I mean, we missed it. I mean, it's September. You usually have August, September showers.
August, September, yeah.
I don't know.
Not much. And today's 9/11, too, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
19 years ago. So time flies. I was at teaching back then. I remember seeing that on TV. We were in Teresa's apartment we were renting. So.
What was doing the day? Didn't it happen in the morning?
That was in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So.
Well, you know, after 9/11, you know, a lot of people probably thought something would happen again. But luckily, we've been pretty fortunate because it hasn't been a repeat. Knock on wood, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's going on in your mind, George? I mean...
Well, we got... I don't know if you told the listeners I was selling my house. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. So we got a... it's under contract, which is pretty cool.
How much, George?
You know, this is a seller's market, so... Yeah.
Oh, it's rough out there. I mean,
Rough?
Now we need another house, Russ.
Oh,
and so we're... We're cruising around, and I'm going to say I want to say some nice things about my wife. She does have expensive taste, but she's, she's got her own taste, which is fine. But we're cruising around looking at houses, and there's really nothing out there.
No, it's seller's market, not a buyer's market.
Exactly. Yeah, well, so they're coming out.
I think if you just sleep in your car for a year, you know, the market will come around.
I think so. We go stay at the in-laws.
Just buy an RV.
Eight of us in her house. Be a little bit patient and kind of let it come down. But no, seriously, those houses are hitting the market and selling really fast, and there's just not enough. So.
Yeah, you might be better off just renting for a year and just see where you want to go and take your time.
Well, I don't know. She married a very successful man. He should have give her a house of her dreams.
That's right. Absolutely.
George,
happy wife, happy life.
George is going to have to push his retirement date back to 78. Keep the wife happy.
Exactly. But no, a lot of us reading an article about the housing market and how expensive, you know, driving the prices up. A lot of it's the foreign buyers. Chinese, a lot of people are coming in and buying houses.
In Yuma?
Well, I mean, everywhere. San Fran and places like that.
Well, I think what's happening is just a supply and demand issue. Interest rates are so low that people are looking for opportunity there. And then these builders really slowed down and stopped building, and now they're trying to catch up. The wood industry is behind. A lot of these guys can't even get wood because they thought with COVID, the wood producers kind of slowed down too, but the housing market kind of went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to get more wood.
And lumber's about four times the price.
Oh, is it?
I think so, yeah.
It's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of industries that are thriving with this COVID, and I came across a couple in Yuma. So one of them was went downtown to Sonora Cycle, which is down on Main Street, a bicycle shop,
mm-hmm.
and asked how things were going, and he was, you know, insinuating that he can't get enough bikes because, again, it's a supply and demand issue.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a lot of people are looking for things to do kind of in isolation. Riding a bike's one of those things you can do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of outdoor stuff is just going nuts.
So that's supply and demand. I talked to a guy who owns an RV place here in town. And he said the RV supply and demand, RV inventory is way down.
Oh, that
and families
makes sense.
Are basically camping and deciding to do other things,
mm-hmm.
you know, during COVID or that. So.
Same with boats. Apparently getting a used boat now is impossible to get one at the right price.
Yeah.
They're all gone up.
So kind of the outdoor.
Probably the ATVs and like the Rangers and stuff like that too, probably.
Yeah. I think outside, outdoor, and small groups is where it's at.
Yeah. I was getting my haircut yesterday, and my stylist was telling me about how they went camping because, you know, they got shut down during COVID. I'm like, well, what did you guys do, you know, when the shop was shut down? So they went camping in the summer over by Picacho. I'm like, what? That's hot as heck. She was, I woke up in the morning and just said, we're going home. I go, why don't you go by the water? She said, you couldn't get a space by the water. Everyone camping, hanging out there. There wasn't even anything available.
But in the summertime, it's hot.
Yeah,
anywhere you're at, I don't care.
Well, but if you could at least jump in the water, you know, be camping close to the water. But she said there's not even any spots available.
So, George, you got your hair cut? Did you have to wear a mask, or did you go full Pelosi and have a naked face?
Hey, you called it a stylist? After looking at your hair, George, I don't know if a stylist is the right term.
I went full Pelosi.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she was like, hey, you can wear a mask or not. So,
okay.
If you want to breathe. I'm like, okay, so. You
full
know,
Pelosi.
She wore a mask, and I did full Pelosi. That's hilarious. Yeah, they're so close there. She said a bunch of people are driving from California to come here and get their hair cut because in California, they just opened, but you have to get your hair cut outside.
And I talked to another business owner who has a skincare business. And she was saying the same thing, that California people are coming over to get, you know, Botox and other things because they can't get it over there.
Huh.
So anyways, the big question out there is what's going on in the markets, what's going on financially. I do want to bring up the fact that the COVID in the United States has gone down quite a bit. I mean, a lot of times people don't necessarily come out and say that, but you look at where things were at a couple months ago, COVID's about half, you know.
Here in Yuma, Tom, 2 days ago, 4 cases, and yesterday, 7. You know, we were above 200 during the heyday. That's a lot.
The hospital's got, I think, 11 people right now. And at one time, we're well over 160 and busing people out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to, you know, naturally, COVID going down is going to help the economy. One of the big unknowns is if it's going to kind of kick back up in the fall with the, you know, I don't know if temperature, they say it has nothing to do with it, but they're insinuating that it could get heavier in the fall. But
I ain't buying it. You know, they don't know. Look, they said the same thing about SARS-1, and it didn't.
Well, it's not the temperature. It's people being inside. Because if you're inside and you're more condensed, you get spread easier. So people being outside, it seems to be much better.
But SARS-1 died before they could get a vaccine. And now we're
in
SARS-2.
Well, let's hope this will happen. I don't think it will, but
who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know, the COVID
that's good news.
Goes down, and then if they keep talking, there's some vaccines on the horizon. I mean, you hear different things.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that probably the first quarter of next year, there might be something out of the market.
Well, some political opponents say it might be next month.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who knows? I would like the doctors to say it.
We'll just go to Russia.
They've already got it. Right?
Yeah, already got it. Go to Russia. Yeah. So that Moderna, Tom, had a little hiccup. Did you hear about that? One person got out of their trial group. One person got some type of illness, and so they had to stop it.
Some kind of serious
check it.
Yeah, AstraZeneca, I think, had another hiccup, too. That was another one.
Stage 3.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to help out. So they've done studies with events that take place like COVID or like a natural disaster. When we get back off our break, I'm tell you a little bit about what happens after the disaster takes place. I'll be right back. This is Money Talk, 560 AM.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk, Yuma Investment Group, Tom Rush, George Davis. Another great Friday in Yuma.
Yep. Happy Friday out there. Number 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Give us a call if you have any questions on what's going on with the markets or your finances.
So what's happening in this COVID thing is the saving rates have gone up a lot for typical Americans, assuming you still got your job. So the saving rate was, 3 to 4%, and now that's all the way up to like 12, 13, 14%. So what's going to happen is once this economy opens up, you're probably going to see a big spending surge. Now, the second quarter of this year, our GDP was down by over 30%, which, means there wasn't any spending.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably going to catch back up here pretty quick, depending on where things are going. Now, as you guys know, the theaters are starting to open up, as far as how many people can go to a movie.
Yep.
I still think that they're making it a percentage of, instead of having 100% full house, it's a percentage.
But did you watch the game last night?
I watched a little bit of it, but it...
They let 17,000 people in, which is about one-sixth of the capacity.
Well, you can see them, how they were city-seated like
four
or five
feet
apart.
Yeah, in Kansas City, and it's outdoors.
Yeah.
Kansas City and Dallas are the only two teams that are letting anyone in, so I thought that was pretty interesting, but it's about 20% of what normal would be there.
Yeah.
70,000 people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that must be a big effect on the NFL, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, big deal. Yeah.
And then And then I think on the college football, about half of them are have a schedule. The other half don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they say that might open up quicker, huh? Did you hear that? Like even though they don't have a schedule, they might
they're going to play.
Well, they could reverse course in a month or so if they decided
right.
to support that. But a lot of these colleges, I mean, they depend heavy on their sports or making money.
Well, that's the biggest one too. Football, hands down,
would
be the biggest income driver. I would, assume that. So.
Yeah, the Chiefs looked pretty good last night, I thought.
Yeah.
They got the running game, too, now, which is really good. The new rookie guy, he did pretty well.
No preseason. They didn't really miss a beat with old Mahomes in there. They won last year, so I'm sure they're the favorite this year.
Yeah.
It was nice to have it back because it's been a while.
So anytime there's a crisis, and, you know, the crisis that's easier to relate to is like a hurricane or some type of natural disaster. You know, naturally, there's a rebuilding process because usually stuff gets destroyed, maybe an earthquake. So the economy really spikes right back up in those communities where there's a big natural disaster because people are going to spending money to try to regroup or refix whatever is wrong. COVID hasn't caused any, you know, physical disasters, but I think mentally, I think once people get out, you're going to see a pretty big spike in the GDP number. Some of these guys are saying, you know, 25-30%. But I think the still unknown is when, and it could stretch out a little longer. But
November 3rd.
Yeah, but I don't know if you noticed, but I think people's mental mindset seems better to me just around Yuma, right?
Yeah, but I think Yuma is a little different than the rest of the country, though. I think some metropolitan areas are not doing what Yuma does. I mean, we're more outdoorsy, more independent.
Yeah.
You know, we're 100 miles from a metropolitan area. So.
You know what? I had a person from who lives in California come visit Yuma, like a family, and they were saying, you guys, you know, everyone over there, like, always wear the mask, you know, stay 6 feet apart, like, he goes, you guys, you know, pretty much hit and miss.
Yeah.
So different parts of the country, you know, are doing different things, but, I mean, you know. You know, what's funny is this summer I went up to Strawberry. My mom has a cabin up there up above Payson. And there's a small town, and, like, we went to a restaurant, and no one had masks on.
Right.
It's like the small towns, it doesn't affect them. It's more the
bigger. Yeah, they don't know who Doug Ducey is.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought that was strange. But, anyways, that's what we're hoping for is to, and the markets have recovered for the most part. Now, you don't see this happening a lot. But the S&P and the Dow and a lot of the growth sets, indices are up. But there is an area that's down quite a bit right now, and it's basically the value stocks. And basically, there's growth stocks, value stocks. Growth stocks are stocks that are growing real quick on their revenue. And it doesn't mean they're not making money, but they're growing extremely fast. The value companies aren't growing as fast, but they are making money. They're more of a steady eddy. You know, they got a business plan that makes money. But year-to-date, in these indices, a lot of these value stocks are still down 14, 15, 16% for the indices. So we're kind of at a split road here because the growth is going crazy. Now, a lot of that's done by Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Apple. I forgot who the other one is. But the value side has still not recovered. So with
Netflix.
The Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
With my 26 years of doing this, usually value and growth kind of rotate. Growth does better some years, then value catches back up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big downturn in value. So it'll be interesting to see how quick that comes back because some people's, I was looking at a 401k position and that value mutual fund was down, like, year-to-date, down, like, 16%.
Right.
And then people like, you know, the S&Ps, you know.
They see the market and they think, wait a minute, why am I down and value? But that's a good point, Tom. They call them the FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. They comprise 23% of the S&P 500's total capitalization.
Yeah.
So almost a quarter of it is just those five stocks of the 500.
So if you took those five stocks, I saw a stat. Year to date, they're up over about 50%, all five of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you took the other 495 stocks in the S&P 500, now this was a couple of weeks ago, but they were down like 4%. So basically, those are just pulling things out of the norm.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy.
The other thing I found interesting is Apple, which seemed like it happened before, but they just had that stock split. They just reached a market value of $2 trillion, just Apple itself. And if Apple was a stock market by itself, it'd be the seventh largest market in the world, about the same as Canada.
Just one company. See, I'm a believer. A lot of people, say the rich keep getting richer, and it's the case. I mean, if you look at the numbers, but I will say, think about how many millionaires that Microsoft has made, and not only the common person, but I'm talking people that are worth $5-10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'd rather have 100 Apples or Microsofts and let the person who owns it be worth gazillion, all the money in the world. Because basically, to me, it's like a ship. What do they say? Water lifts ships up. So,
mm-hmm.
We need more companies like that, and it's going to create more billionaires. And as Amazon, that guy's worth now 150, 190, Bezos. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to me, it's the American way. I mean, I wish there was more great companies like that, because it will lift other people up too, not just the guy who started it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I do have a question.
What's that?
Question is, regarding the savings rate rising, yes, there will be more cash available to spend, but many stop paying rent, and that issue has yet to be adjudicated.
Hey, it's funny you say that, because I have a stat here that I get this thing that kind of says facts. One of the stats is that saying that people that, because with COVID, they basically said you can't kick out tenants. And it was September 30th, but they're talking about moving, I believe, to December 30th. But, you're talking about March, April, May, June, July, 5 months where you can't kick out your tenant. That's saying that about 21% of the people renting haven't paid rent.
That's way too high. I didn't understand it was that high. I didn't really ask that question, but
yeah,
that's amazing. Those people still going to have to pay.
Well, not only that, but think about the poor guy that owns the building. Because, I'm sure they have mortgages unless it's paid off and they got expenses. But it's a very high number. So the bigger question is,
well, how are they going to pay that back month's rent?
They still owe it.
They still owe it?
Yeah, it just put it off. Yeah, it didn't say it was eliminated.
How are you going to pay it? You can't pay it now.
Well, exactly. What they're probably going to have to do...
8 months, 10 months, all back
Well, up. What they're probably going to have to do, and I know some of the business owners are doing this on commercial property, is they go back to the tenant and say, look, you're behind 3 months or whatever, so A, we can evict you, or B, give me an extra $150, $200 a month, and we'll catch up in the next 24 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one or the other. But I think there's still a lot of cracks that that are going to start surfacing with this COVID. And besides people not paying their rent is one. The other one's going to be, I don't know if you just read, but last week, some of these municipalities are starting to lay off a pretty good amount of people. So I think the city of L.A., is laying off 15,000 employees. And I think they're doing this because their coffers are not...
I was going to say, they have no money.
Yeah, they have no money. And not only no money from the COVID, but a lot of them have no money from these pension programs that have been in place forever that are offering, people 140% of what they make indexed for the rest of their life.
Oh, the legacy costs that they've got stuck with has been terrible. And that's why private business doesn't do it.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot of these municipalities start tightening their belt. And, anytime you lay people off, it has an effect on the economy. Also, the oil industry, a lot of these guys there's bankruptcies coming out, now and then, but with the oil industry going from, $40 a barrel down to 20, they think it's going to, a lot of these drillers just stopped drilling, and that was a big business.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be some fallout from the oil side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there already is, but I think more is coming. And there's certain other industries that you're going to find, I call it fallout, and then that should be interesting on how that's going to have an effect on the growth, especially if the economy opens up.
I'm sure Lysol's doing well, though.
Yeah.
George bought a lot of that.
Yeah, Clorox wipes. So.
we can't find any Clorox wipes. My wife keeps asking me to look.
It's right here. Don't you take that.
Yeah, I'm going to grab that. I eyeball on that one. All right, we're up against our next break. You move. This is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
Derek Eric Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that a
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, and we're talking about whatever is on your mind. Our phone number is 344-5258. I did find the quote about the people that rent. So it says, this thing came out and says, renters were protected from the eviction by March 27th of 20 from the CARES Act. And basically they said an estimated 23 million Americans, i.e. 21% of the 110 million who are renters, are basically strapped, and they could be evicted by September 30th. So it's a big number.
So the protection's going away.
It's going away September 30th, but I heard somewhere that they're trying to extend it to December 30th, which I don't know.
November 3rd. That's all you need.
Yeah. So, hey, one of the things we're doing is the schools are starting back up, high school starting back up, and Yuma Investment Group is going to be hosting two seminars, and it's basically going to be how to get more out of college, how to cut college costs. And as everyone knows, college costs are not cheap. But we're doing these not in our office, but doing them through Zoom. So I forgot the term, George. What do you call that when you have a seminar?
Webinar.
We're doing a webinar, correct. So we're going to do one on September 24th, which is a Thursday at 6 p.m. We're doing another one on Saturday, September 26th at 10 a.m. And if you go to our website, which is YumaInvestmentGroup.com, there's a tab you can hit that says events, and then you can actually sign up for this webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And we will send you out the Zoom information. It's going to be a live webinar, so it's not going to be recorded.
Right.
But we're going to go through some of the areas that we think can help people on getting a better deal, a better rate for your kids in college. We're also having a guest who's going to be part of this seminar is Tara Starworth, who just happens to be my sister. But she's at Yuma Catholic, and she's involved with getting the kids scholarship money and all that.
Uh-huh.
So she's pretty knowledgeable about it. So anyways, we're going to do that September 24th, Thursday, and September 26th, which is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So go to our website, YumaInvestmentGroup.com, and go to the event tab and sign up, and we can email you out how to get on the Zoom to do this.
So is that, Tom, Zoom only? No, can't go in person? And like also be there live?
We're doing it in our conference room. I never thought of that, but we're doing it. We're doing it through Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess if someone really wants to show up in our office,
there's no sense of conference room.
Because we got about
people can be there live
eight, nine
also.
People.
Okay.
We didn't plan on that. So.
You're on the air.
Good morning. Very informative show. I have a question. I hope this isn't too premature, but what about when this election hits, and what's going to happen with the stock market? Should we pull our money out now, or should we wait until after the election?
So, good question. We get that question quite a bit. The short answer of it is no one knows, to be honest with you, but the market has recovered quite a bit from the March low. So anytime the market's at a higher point, to me it never hurts to rebalance. I don't like to get all the way in or all the way out because it's very painful if you're wrong on the other side. But it might make sense to basically, you know, take some of the money and get a little safer. And I guess what people are inquiring about is, you know, not only who's going to win the presidency, that's going to be kind of a black and white scenario as far as what each party wants to do, but more importantly, if the House is going to be still kept by the Democrats, or the Republicans would take the House, or maybe the Democrats might take the House. So I think you really got to look at all three of those areas: presidency, and then who's going to control the houses, and then that would be more significant on where the United States might be heading. But in my opinion, it never hurts to rebalance when things are at a higher point. And as you guys might be aware, the market is higher or equal higher than where it was in January. So not a bad idea. I just don't know if I would go all in, all out, because it's very painful to be on the other side of that, and then you have to figure out when to get back in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a watered-down question. I mean, I don't really know circumstances on individuals, but I think it's probably not a bad idea to rebalance and take take some of the equity off the table and kind of put it somewhere and see what happens. The other side to that, and this is all, again, talk, and who knows what's going to happen, but there's talk out there that we might not know who our president is for the next, 30 days after the election. Some people are saying 60 days, basically because of the mail-in ballots. So they're going to have to count all these mail-in ballots. Some states aren't going to count them until the day of the election, so that's going to take plenty of time. So there is going to be a lot of uncertainty or chaos in the political world on who our president is. I don't think most Americans probably don't like that.
But we're used to knowing that evening,
Yeah.
Generally, somebody concedes.
Yeah. And also, the big question is how good are the ballots how easy are they to do fraud? And so I'm sure not only are they going to be counted, but they'll probably be analyzed
how many
to see
losses.
If people are voting, twice and things of that sort. So wouldn't surprise me if there's a little bit of turmoil, either before or after elections, no matter who wins, just because no one's going to know.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good question we get a lot, Tom. But if you look at different ways to evaluate the market, price to earnings, a lot of people will use. And historically, a fair price is $16 is the average price ratio. But right now, we're at 35, which is double that. So, some people say maybe the market's overvalued and it's come too far too fast. So you're talking about taking some of those profits off the table. And another thing is for listeners and our clients is duration. How much time do you have left? Are you, about ready to start drawing income from your retirement? If that's the case, and you can look at like a 3 or 4 bucket strategy that we use at Yuma Investment Group, where you have your bucket one for income, bucket two is more a moderate both income and growth, and your bucket three, which is longer term, where you can have your growth, your stocks in there, and that's your 10-year bucket. So that way you don't have to worry about election, the volatility, because you know that that longer term bucket is for growth, and that's what you use to help fill that bucket one that you're taking income from.
Yeah, so the bucket strategy for retirees, or maybe even before you retire by a little bit, isn't a bad strategy, because what it does is it puts your money into different compartments, and one of them, I say, is slow, meaning not a lot of risk, and then another one's a little faster, some risk, but not 100% in the market. And then the other bucket is pretty much in the market, and the bucket that's in the market is going to be there for at least 10 years. So you don't put enough in that, you put enough in the other buckets so that when you retire, the retiree can pull so much a year out for their income. Let's just say my income, I need $20,000 a year out of my investment account. So, I would keep for 10 years about $200,000 in bucket one, bucket two, and then the remaining would go into bucket three, and that would be geared towards equities and be a 10-year mm-hmm. 10-year period. So interesting, out of any 10-year rolling period in the market, any of them, it always returned over 7%, even at the worst scenarios. So to double your money, all you need is like 7.5% return to double.
Over 10 years.
So the theory is you double that third bucket in 10 years, and then you take half of it back out and replenish bucket one and bucket two. So now you're on another cycle for your mm-hmm. income. So it's more of a, it's not like it's mind-bending, investment.
No, but it helps with emotion and worry, because you have a plan in place and you don't have to worry about, what's going on with the elections, what's going on with COVID, because that third bucket is going to be in equities.
Yeah, and you basically know that. And the other mistake people make is they don't put enough money in the growth side when they retire. They really don't. They think, I'm retired, I want to get really safe. But we'll talk about that when we get back. We take another break here. This is Money Talk.
An investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. You must find out who you are.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk here. We got a caller on the line here. I understand it's Ken Rosenveer from retired. From retired, yeah.
Yeah.
Past director of the chamber, yep. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, I thought I'd share with you. I had the opportunity to take a trip over Labor Day weekend to Iowa. And we flew that Yuma to Dallas flight and then Dallas to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I had some need to be there. So I got to travel through eastern Iowa and into Illinois. And it was interesting whenever I had the chance, I would talk to people and ask about the economy. And starting with the airline, when we got to Dallas, you know how huge that airport is.
Uh-huh.
And, it's tens of thousands of acres at that place. And there's, like, American Airlines, which is that Yuma flight, there's about 10 or 11 terminals just in American. But when you go inside, everything's closed. All the gift shops, most of the restaurants. There was one fast food restaurant open in that whole terminal. You could shoot a cannon through there.
How long ago was this?
This Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
This past weekend.
Okay. Interesting.
Although the flights to Dallas was full, and the flight to Cedar Rapids, which is about one of those CJs, about 70 passengers, there were only four empty seats. So I'm sure what they're doing is they fill everything they can with the minimum amount of flights. So, But I talked to, that's the Corn Belt. And I talked to a bunch of farmers because I was at an event where there were a bunch of farmers there. And I was talking to them about, what's it like? And, well, luckily, their foreign market is strong, especially China. And the exports of corn are a huge part of their economy. But they had I don't know if you remember, in the past couple of weeks, they had that huge windstorm that went through Iowa, and it leveled just thousands of acres of corn and soybeans.
Sure.
So I talked to the stewardess, and she said, we're really nervous. We're very nervous. It's coming back, but it's not coming back strong enough. She said, at Dallas, there were a lot of foreign airlines in there, which I found interesting. United Arab Emirates and a couple others, but there's planes parked everywhere.
How about the people in the airport? You think the people were back to about half capacity,
yeah,
but just by looking around the airport?
Did not. Well, of course, that was the Labor Day weekend, so it didn't look like it was. Obviously, it wasn't business travelers. I think it was, you know, personal travel.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a huge part of this economy. I think what American laid off 2,900 pilots or something like that. And but we got to get this economy going. And I think as the corona loosens up, I think that'll happen, because I know I talked to some people on the flights and they had future flights booked and you know, personal travel. And I just wonder if business travel will ever be back where it was.
I think, you know, with the technology and people getting used to doing online Zoom meetings and that, I could tell you it is going to cut into travel. I mean, because I think people can see the benefit of not leaving their office. But it'd be interesting to say if there's quite a few people traveling that weekend and only one or a couple fast food places open. So it wasn't the state of Texas not letting these guys work. It was just their decision not to open up their restaurant yet, I guess.
Right? Yeah. The line at the one that was open was long, but you couldn't sit down. You had to take your food out wherever and stand at a kiosk or something and eat it. You weren't allowed to sit down. And like I was in California yesterday, and you can't find a restroom when you're traveling.
Interesting.
None of the restaurants have their restrooms open.
Right.
Yeah.
I ended up going to a Home Depot.
So I don't know if you talked about this corn getting blown over, which I heard, but I mean, is that going to be a big impact? Or is there a way to stand
up?
They lose all that corn.
It wasn't just one little isolated area. It was hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
And those winds were close to 100 miles an hour. And there's all kinds of signs down. And it broke trees off right at the top. It, like somebody sheared the tops off.
Uh-huh.
And all that debris is laying down, but most of the road signs there are down.
And some of those silos, too.
The silos, they're just twisted aluminum, and it was really a huge devastation. But I talked to a lady, her husband worked at John Deere, and he said, actually, their business is not too bad. But of course, they depend on a lot of international business, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're worldwide, so. But he was in inventory. The guy I talked to, he was in the parts department of inventory, and he said that they've weathered it pretty good.
Well, I know the Midwest farmers, the soybean, and I think the corn, they haven't had a great couple years anyway.
No.
So.
No.
By this
no.
storm coming in, it's probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if they get crop insurance on any of that, or you think they just eat it, or how does that work?
They didn't. That wasn't mentioned. If the farmers I talked to, they didn't mention that, but. It just leveled it. I mean, it took those corn stalks right down to the ground.
So when you're going over there, are you representing Yuma, or are you going for business, right?
No.
Or, oh.
No, my son and I went back there to race.
Oh, okay. Interesting,
Iowa is the dirt track capital of the world, so.
How'd you guys do?
We did okay, just okay.
Okay.
The competition, you can race every night of the week in Iowa. Every night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys race 2-3 nights a week, so they're up on the wheel pretty strong. So, but we did okay.
What are you racing?
Our own. He races what they call a late model. And it's an aluminum body, big 700 horsepower engine. It's a big deal.
Wow.
But we had a crew that took the car back, that drove it back, and we, Kent and I flew. There were 200 cars of different classes at that race. So,
sounds like a fun
big
trip.
Deal.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take it easy, Mike. Tell you, it's interesting how people spend their money that they don't need. Discretionary.
Discretionary.
Yeah. I mean, because you even go out to the sand dunes and you see. rides out there that are like 50, 60, 70 grand.
Oh, for
grand.
A dune buggy.
Yeah. So you probably like guys like that, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Especially if they tear them up.
Yeah. So.
Some of those boats and trucks pulling them, wow. Hey, Tom, before we finish up here, why don't you mention our webinar again?
Yeah, so we're having a webinar on September 24th, which is a Thursday, at 6 p.m. It's going to be a Zoom meeting. We're going to be talking about basically how to cut costs from college, how to get more scholarship money, how to get the loans. We're going to have ourselves going through this, probably take about an hour. We also have a guest from Yuma Catholic, Tara Starworth, who's one of our counselors. And Yuma Catholic's really big at getting scholarships.
Scholarships, yeah.
I mean, every year their scholarship money is kind of head and shoulders above some of the other schools. So she's going to be there to answer more questions. But any parents that are wondering how to cut corners on cost with college, you definitely want to listen to this.
Well, they should get some strategies, too, from her on scholarships. So
we're going to have one on Thursday, September 24th. Also, Saturday, which is September 26th at 10 a.m. So please go to our website, humaninvestmentgroup.com. There's a tab that says events on there. You click that. Then it will give us your information, and we'll forward you the Zoom content, what you need to do to sign in.
Okay.
And it'll be live, so there'll be questions and answers, too. But nowadays, especially seniors and juniors, people need to start figuring out how they're going to pay for college and what's the best route to go. So your wife's also a counselor, right?
Yeah, she's a counselor at Cibola. So.
How can you throw that out there, George? Got to be proud.
It's been a little hectic morning. I got a call from Lowe's. We bought a washer. Remember I told you on the show we bought a washer about 2 months ago, clothes washer.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have it in stock, so it's going to be like a two-month wait to get it. Well, they just texted me while we were on the show, and they're delivering it. I'm like, oh, well, thanks for the notice. Yeah. Jeez, so they have to deliver it out there in Dome. The guy can't find his way. So anyway, but yeah, no, she's a counselor at Cibola, and they do a great job with scholarships too. So maybe we can get her on as a guest sometime. She'd probably like to be on there.
Yeah, the first hurdle that people have to jump besides retirement is usually college costs. And I can tell you because I got three kids in college right now, and I don't care how much you plan for it. It seems like the money always flows quicker than it should.
Ouch.
So that's an area that, you know, a lot of parents really, by paying for college if it's not planned for, will derail their retirement. They'll even take extremes like get a second mortgage on their house and do some other things that set them back financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's for anybody. Even if you have a newborn, you want to listen to this because this would show you what you need to start thinking about and you've got the next 18 years to figure out how to do it.
Yep.
So
a couple other things, Tom, a couple of deadlines coming up. Not that we tell everybody to get a loan on their 401k, but with the CARES Act, you mentioned it earlier, people affected by COVID can take a loan from their qualified plan, like a 401k. Used to be, well, typically it's 50%, but because of the CARES Act, you could actually take up more, 100%, and longer time, I think it's 5 years to pay it back. That's has to be done before September 23rd if you're looking into getting some type of loan if you're affected by COVID. And then October 1 is the last day if you want to set up a safe harbor 401k this year. So if you're a business owner and you're looking for a 401k, safe harbor October 1 is the deadline for this year. And at Yuma Investment Group, we can help you with any of those questions you have and give you some advice. We're at 329-1700 through our number out there, 182 East 16th Street here in Yuma.
Yep. So anyways, everybody enjoy this weather and try to spend a little money for the economy, especially the local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Support the restaurants. I noticed the restaurants seem to be coming back a little bit. At least more people seem to be in them. That's good. But anyways, have a great weekend and see you guys next time.
voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
One-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.